The split between the official and provisional IRA after the failure of its military border campaign, 1956-1962, the Republican movement moved to the left, and became involved in the civil rights movement, and social and economic agitation. But frustration at this political role and the IRA's failure to defend Catholic areas in Belfast during sectarian rioting in August 1969 led to a split into the provisional and official IRA. Joe McCann went with the latter. The officials, influenced by left ideas and the Communist Party, favored political action for change. The provisionals, more traditionally militarist, pledged to smash Stormont rule and expel British forces. The officials conducted a brief military campaign after the introduction of internment without trial in August 1971, which saw hundreds of innocent Catholics rounded up in British Army raids. On the 9th of August 1971, McCann's unit took over the Inglis Bakery in the Markets area and fought British soldiers. McCann was photographed during the incident, holding an M1 carbine, against the background of a burning building, and the Starry Plough, a flag that had been associated with the workers' movement in Ireland. The image appeared in newspapers and magazines around the world. McCann was now high on the state's most wanted list. Just weeks after McCann's killing on the 15th of April 1972, the official IRA declared a ceasefire and largely abandoned the dead end of individual terrorism. The political wing, official Sinn Féin, eventually morphed into the Workers' Party, attracted a significant layer of youth for a period of time, but its reformist policies saw the party's support decline.